Hi, I'm Gus, and welcome to another edition of Gus's Gourmet Corner. Today, I'm going to share with you a dilemma my brother Troy and I went through recently concerning chicken. Yes, chicken. You see, I love chicken. So I clipped a coupon for a barrel of chicken. That's 21 pieces of chicken. You see, Troy likes chicken too. But he won't eat day-old chicken. He only eats it fresh. You know, day-of-sale chicken. So, Troy and I had to eat 21 pieces of chicken in one 24-hour period. So, if you ever have to eat 21 pieces of chicken in one 24-hour period, here's how you do it. First of all, you take the drumsticks, the wings, and the necks, put them in a bowl, and pour milk over them. There you have breakfast. Then, you take some white meat, put it on two pieces of wheat bread with some peanut butter and jelly, and there you have a delicious lunch. Mmm. And for dinner, just plates upon plates full of chicken. Nothing else, just chicken. And for dessert, chicken pudding. And for a late night snack, to finish off the 21 pieces of chicken in less than 24 hours, you take those extra couple pieces of chicken and you place them in the freezer. Take them out after a while, and there you have chicken pops. Try it. You'll like it. And there you have it. How to eat 21 pieces of chicken in one 24-hour period. And this has been Gus's Gourmet Corner, and I'm Gus.
Hi, this is Jeb Stuart Nigler of Z92 with an editorial comment. We in Nebraska are a proud people, and lately our heads have been a bit bowed. Sure, the defeat of our mighty Huskers by the Switzer Sooners was a bitter pill to swallow, but now, just in our darkest hour, comes news that puts everything in perspective. Rising out of a shipyard in Groton, Connecticut, on a massive keel running 300 yards from bow to stern, wrapped in titanium steel, a throbbing nuclear pile at its heart, is the newest shining finger on America's armored fist, the Trident submarine USS Nebraska. This freedom machine is the ultimate in naval technology, carries with it enough peacekeeping punch to riddle the Warsaw Pact with massive glass-coated smoking craters. Gliding silently through the Earth's seas, propelled invisibly, silently through Nemo's depths by a high-tech screw, a screw only American science is capable of supplying and Japanese companies capable of stealing, the USS Nebraska steps into the front of America's black shirt defense against the Russian wishbone. Surely this dreadnought of the deep should be a source of renewed vigor for us here on the plains of North America as our mighty MIRV namesake prowls the murky depths of this spaceship Earth. And with just one missile, one warhead from one missile, one little airburst, one blast of fiery plasma and a phantom EMP over Norman, Oklahoma, and all our problems are solved! Thank you.
This editorial does not necessarily represent the opinions of this station, its ownership, management, or any functioning sapient being on this planet. Irresponsible spokesmen with opposing points of view should get their own submarine.
Hello, children. This is Grandma Dammit. This afternoon on Grandma Dammit's Penny Parlor, Stinky the Clown will juggle the severed heads of rainbow trout. They're real slimy and hard to handle. Then Pop's Palsy will be in to show us how to take the elastic from your underpants and make a Chinese jump rope. Our Penny Parlor home movie today will feature Uncle Ohel frantically pulling at what he says are snakes in his pockets. The rest of us can just use our imaginations. The fun continues when Miss Tagamet shows us how to make chocolate-covered jalapeno peppers so you can give them to anyone you don't really like. Now, children, all of us at Grandma Dammit's Penny Parlor work very hard to bring you quality television, and good TV costs lots of money. That's why Grandma Dammit's Penny Parlor is having a fundraiser, and here's how you can help. Take a big coffee can, dump the coffee in the toilet, and then take it to everyone's house in the neighborhood and tell them you're collecting money for the poor orphan children who can't digest grilled cheese sandwiches fund. Just call it the POCWCGCSF. Grown-ups always feel a little guilty and should be good for at least a 5 spot if you look real sad and real cute. Then send all the money you collect to Grandma Dammit's Penny Parlor so we can have Stinky the Clown back again to juggle senile chihuahuas. They often forget to go outside. Then, when anyone asks you, who's your special friend, you can say, Grandma Dammit.
This is Uncle O'Hell, and those snakes in my pockets was for real. And wasn't too darn funny, neither. Anyway, watch Grandma Dammit's Penny Parlor this afternoon at 3 on the Situational Channel, Channel 1, right after Forbert the Rabbit Fruit Bath. Grandma Dammit. Oh, God, the bag in my pockets! And, oh, hell.
Hello, children. This is Grandma Dammit. This afternoon on Grandma Dammit's Penny Parlor, you'll meet Flopsy the Poodle, the dog born without a spine. Flopsy will perform all his tricks, including going downstairs head to tail, like a big furry slinky. My! That'll be interesting, won't it, my little gas blossoms? Pop's Palsy will take us on a field trip to the Jewel of the Udder Dairy Farm, where he'll show us how to sneak up on sleeping cows and tip them over. Goodness, we'll have to be careful, won't we, my little lamb droppings? That's not all. Miss Tagamet will show us a new outdoor game she calls Tricycle Chicken. Now, my tiny peepers, Grandma has some bad, sad news she must share with you. Grandma's friend and companion of 12 years, Mr. Spritzer the Cat, has gone to Kitty Heaven. Miss Tagamet went to start up the Lincoln Town Car, and, well, Mr. Spritzer had decided to take a nap up under the hood, and, oh, what a mess. Poor Mr. Spritzer. Grandma's heart is broken, but you can help. How? By sending me Grandma Dammit $39.95 for your official I Remember Mr. Spritzer commemorative art gum eraser. The money will, of course, go to pay for the proper burial of Mr. Spritzer just as soon as we can find all of him. Grandma Dammit would feel so much better if she could give her kitty this one last gift. Send me your $39.95 right away, my children, before all the erasers are gone. Please allow 4 to 8 months for delivery. Thank you so much, my sticky angels. And remember, if anyone asks you who's your special friend, you say, Grandma, damn it.
this is Pop's Palsy, and who the hell is this Mr. Spritzer anyway? Join us this afternoon at 3 for Grandma Dammit's Penny Parlor on Channel 1, a situational channel, right after Poopy the Little Brown Thing. That's it. Grandma Dammit.
Hello, children. This is Grandma Dammit. This afternoon on Grandma Dammit's Penny Parlor, we'll visit Dr. Bert Needler, the dentist of bad youngsters, right in his examination room. We'll watch him poke and probe and drill in the mouths of naughty pre-teenagers. Oh, it will be a delightful time, won't it, my precious little dolts? Then we'll skedaddle over to Mr. Whisper's safety shop to learn the dangers of placing a hamster cage too close to the space heater. Oh, my, there's a lesson to be learned there, isn't there? My small pustules. Heavens, I almost forgot. Miss Tagamet is going to show us how to make a crunchy treat that your kitty will love. All you need is a can of sardines and a toaster. Now, children, let's put aside the glitz and glamour of the penny parlor and get down to brass tacks. You're still sleeping with a nightlight, aren't you? Mommy and Daddy are worried that you'll grow up to be a wimp, aren't they? Grandma has the answer for you. It's the Grandma Dammit Magic Carrot. Send me $39.95, and I'll send you the magic carrot. You eat the magic carrot, and you'll be able to see in the dark. You won't need a nightlight, and Mommy and Daddy will love you again. You want them to love you, You don't want them to leave you at the mall forever and ever, do you? Well, of course you don't. So buy the Magic Carrot, $39.95. And remember, when anyone asks you who's your special friend, you tell them, Grandma, damn it.
This is Pop's palsy here. I got your Magic Carrot. Grandma, damn it's Penny Parlor this afternoon at 3 on Channel 1, a situational channel, right after Tinkles the Incontinent Clown. Grandma, damn it.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer. This week on the Mean Farmer Show, Christmas on the farm. Sure, my old place is a bit run down and cardboard, most of the windows, and the paint's peeling, but I always get me a nice tree and decorate it. I put the star on top my grandma gave me, and cover it with shiny glass balls, trinkets, and tinsel, and lights, but there's never any presents under the tree. Nobody calls to wish the old Mean Farmer happy holidays, no. I just sit there, stare at the tree, singing to myself, Silent Night, Holy Night. I might fix up a hungry man turkey dinner, and I just all alone, and another Christmas. I put a lantern in the window to guide any weary traveler that might be out on that Christmas Eve. And Silent Night, oh, it's silent. So silent on the Mean Farmer's farm. And then, oh, out in the distance, I hear them. It's all the children in town. And they're coming up the drive and singing carols. Sharing the Christmas spirit with me, a lonely, twisted, bitter old man. And they gather around the porch, and the sweetness of their voices bring tears to my eyes. I open the front door, and damn it, the pit bull, Sally Struthers, Louise Mandrell, and Lucifer don't dash on out there, and the kids are scattering all over, and it's a quarter mile to the main road all night long. I hear howling, barking, and screaming, oh, off in the distance, all over the farm. Christmas isn't so lonely after all. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for dropping by. This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, at the fast food drive-thru.
Fast food, that's
silly. Anyway, every once in a while I'll be watching TV, and right after a really good rootworm pesticide commercial, there's about 30 seconds or so about some drive-thru under a silver tetrahedron. Well, I like them rootworm commercials. Anyway, I get the munchies. The munchies. So I fire up the International Harvester pickup, head for the drive-thru, chug up next to the speaker, and some voice says, may I help you? I said, don't need no help. May I take your order? What do you got? Can't you read the menu? Can't read. Anyway, after about 20 cards or so back up behind me, I order a fillet of fish over all the honking horns and pull up to the window and pay in pennies. They don't like that when you pay in pennies. You know they don't. And then I say, where's my fillet? And she says, pull over and wait. I said, no, I want my fillet. She said, pull over. I said, no, pull over, no, pull over, no. Here we get up to about 40 cars behind me. Pull over, no. And next week on the Mean Farmer Show, I'll still be here. Where's my fillet? You know I'll still be here.
I ain't gonna pull over.
Huh? This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, chewing tobacco. Chaw. Chaw. Plug. You know, after a rough day out teasing the bull, there ain't nothing more relaxing for the old Mean Farmer than sitting down in front of the old TV set and turning on the news. Oh, I love the news. Don't you? All the good stuff happens on the news. Ferries capsize, buses plunge, trains derail, shootouts, stock market panics. Oh, I like that one. Didn't you like that? All them stockbrokers with that look on their face like they just swallowed a mouthful of chewing tobacco. That stunned look on their face. They lost billions. Billions. Anyway, that brings me to my subject today, tobacco. Chaw. Chaw. I like that word, chaw. Anyway, while I'm watching the news, I take a big bite out of my day's work, you know, my tobacco. I always keep it in the hip pocket of my Oshkosh. It stays nice, warm, and soft in there. And then I work it on the right side of my mouth. Now, the doctors say that my left side won't ever work again. Makes me look real mean, though. Soon as Dan Rather shows a picture of a politician, splash! Gotcha! That brown film is beginning to interfere with my view of Mighty Mouse cartoons on Saturday morning. But it does beat black and white, that sort of sepia tint. Hey, next time on the Mean Farmer Show, trying to remove those brown streaks on the driver's side of my car and run all the way back to the rear corner panel. Oh. Wonder how they got there. Ain't nothing on the passenger side.
Tonight on Channel 1, the Situational Channel, Celebrity Ice Floe Survival. You know how it works. Each match involves two of your favorite stars placed on an 8x8-foot ice floe in the Bering Strait, clothed only in tennis shorts and a tank top. Then you pit your wits against our panel of medical experts on who will survive the crippling bitter cold in each match. This week's celebrity pairings include McDonald Carey, Dr. Tom Horton, and Days of Our Lives versus Isabel Wheezy Sanford. Dom DeLuise versus Valerie Bertinelli and Alan Thicke versus Vanna White. Our bonus round matchups will feature Mindy Cohn, Chubby Natalie on the Facts of Life, taking on the almost forgotten Cesar Romero, and Helen Hayes, the first lady of the American theater turned senior citizen insurance hawker, versus Gail Mr. Mooney on the Lucy Show, Gordon. Oh, that'll be an exciting one. Yes, it's a great lineup. Don't you dare miss it. Celebrity Ice Floe Survival tomorrow night at 9 on Channel 1, the Situational Channel, right after Richard Nixon, The Pathetic Years. The best in twisted entertainment for the teeming millions, Channel 1, the Situational Channel.
Are you bored, lonely, new in town, or just looking for conversation? Are you a complete maggot with no shred of human decency, always looking out for your own interests, no matter what the cost? Do you laugh at the suffering of others or go the extra mile to add to it? Well, you'll never have to be lonesome again. It's the area's hottest new way to get together with others of your ilk. Just dial 1-666-HELL. 1-666-HELL. For just $99 per second, you can yak with up to 8 other damned souls. People just like you. Cheats, liars, muggers, armed robbers, kidnappers, thieves, murderers, politicians, and disc jockeys. You just never know who will be on the line until you call. 1-666-HELL. It's the fun, easy way to find out what's happening. Where's the embezzler's party? Whose home contains lots of valuables? Where's the easiest place to shoplift ammunition? You don't know unless you call 1-666 H-E-L-L, 1666 HELL. Come on, you're worth $99 per second. 1666 H-E-L-L. It's the best new way to hook up and bond with scum.